You're listening to SBS News.
In a pandemic full of bad days in Victoria, this was, numerically, the worst of all. The state has registered 7 more coronavirus deaths. It takes the state's death toll from COVID-19 to 56 and the nation's to 140. The ages of those people who died were in their 80s and 90s. 5 were linked to aged care, heightening already extreme concerns over coronavirus in that sector. And Victorian Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says there will likely be more deaths to come, given the state has now registered 19 consecutive days of 100 or more new coronavirus cases. In response to speculation about tighter restrictions, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says there are no plans yet to increase from Stage 3 to so-called Stage 4 restrictions.
I've got no advice to move to a so-called Stage 4 or to change those rules. At the moment, we believe that with masks, which is a change beyond what we did last time, Stage 3 stay-at-home orders, and enhanced enforcement activity and some other small changes, but they may well be significant in terms of efficiency and the kind of effectiveness of our public health response, right down to very small numbers of people, we're confident that these settings are right.
Mr. Andrews has announced an expanded role for the Australian Defence Force in contact tracing for infected people in Victoria. From now on, if an infected person does not answer the first 2 phone calls asking them about contacts, then the Australian Defence Force personnel will travel to their residence and conduct that interview face-to-face. If the person is not at home, they are in breach of a public health order and will likely be fined. There have been 300 new coronavirus infections today in Victoria. There are now 3,734 active cases in the state. More than 200 Victorians are in hospital with coronavirus and 41 are in intensive care. Also in intensive care as a result of the coronavirus is the Australian economy. One day after delivering a crushing forecast for the short-term future, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has spoken at the National Press Club. He says Australia cannot afford a full lockdown or elimination strategy to battle the virus. He's revealed what that would mean for Australia's already struggling economy.
Treasury, using OECD estimates of the economic impact of full lockdowns, suggests a 6-week Australia-wide hard lockdown could reduce GDP by around $50 billion. This is what is at stake.
Whilst that policy is not changing, other policies are. South Australia's border closure with Victoria will be extended from next Wednesday. Even South Australians trying to return home from Victoria will not be allowed to do so. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the situation in Victoria is becoming worse for his state.
In Australia, 95% of all of our cases in the past 2 weeks have come from Victoria. Worryingly, what we are seeing is the largest age group for people that are becoming infected in Victoria are the 20 to 29 age group. So a very different situation from what we have here in South Australia.
There will also be a 100-person limit on weddings and funerals and a 50-person cap on family gatherings in the state. While South Australians will not be letting Victorians into their state, they themselves will be let into Tasmania in 2 weeks' time. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has announced the establishment of a travel bubble between his state and the Northern Territory, South Australia and Western Australia. Mr. Gutwin says his state and those 3 places are amongst the safest areas in the world at the moment. People from those jurisdictions will be able to travel to Tasmania from August the 7th onwards. But Mr. Gutwin is warning the rule comes with conditions.
Implementing from the 7th of August will allow our health and biosecurity officials the time to put in place our new safety measures at our airports and seaports. This will include, for every passenger, a mandatory health check. All passenger arrivals will be checked. Anyone that is identified as being unwell or having symptoms will be required to take a mandatory COVID test.
Those who refuse the test will be sent into 14 days of quarantine or sent home. Queensland has today recorded 2 new coronavirus cases, but both are people in hotel quarantine. And new regulations have come into force today in New South Wales, mainly aimed at stopping the spread of the virus in hospitality venues. These businesses must now sign in patrons, have a so-called COVID-safe plan, have a designated marshal to deal with coronavirus matters, limit group bookings to 10 people, and cap overall attendance at 300 in some cases. There will be inspectors out and about to enforce compliance. New South Wales Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello says those venues who don't comply will face serious consequences.
The vast majority of pubs are in compliance, and I want to thank the pubs and the AHA, the Australian Hotels Association, for their leadership in getting the team up to date, up to speed, and we will continue to work with them to make sure that they are a COVID-safe business. But if we do find evidence of pubs not complying with the law, then, as the Premier said, we'll throw the book at them.
New South Wales has today registered 7 new coronavirus infections. 6 of those are associated with a cluster originating at the Thai Rock restaurant in the southwestern Sydney suburb of Wetherill Park. Also associated with that cluster, but not included in today's statistics, are 4 students from 3 schools in Sydney's west who have tested positive for the virus. The 3 schools, Certain College in the suburb of Merrylands, Mary Immaculate Catholic Primary School in the suburb of Bosley Park, and Freeman Catholic College in Bonnie Rigg Heights, have been closed for cleaning. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.